Lord done anything for you this week, say amen. Amen. We appreciate the Lord this morning and how He works and how He's involved in our lives. And what a blessing it is to have a present Lord that is with us and to have a Savior. And what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to be here this morning, congregating ourselves together to worship the Lord and to hear from Him. So I hope and pray that you've come for that reason, to worship Him, to hear from Him. And I know that He has something He wants to share this morning, the Lord, through the music and through the message. And so we are excited about that. I do want to say that it's been an eventful week this week, to say the very least. And have a lot going on. And we've been doing a lot this week. I want to just take a moment or two and share some things with you about some things that's been taking place this week, and then give a few reminders about what we got going on here at the church today. I'm sure everybody knows about Miss Barbara Anderson going home to be with the Lord. She went home to be with Jesus, I believe it was on Monday. And so, of course, we sent out a calling post earlier in the week, the first time when we got the first set of funeral arrangements, and then it changed, and so we set out a second calling post with funeral arrangements. And so if you haven't heard, visitation for Miss Barbara Anderson will be this evening at West Cobb Funeral Home from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and that will continue tomorrow at noon at West Cobb visitation, from 12 till up until funeral time, which is at 2, there in the chapel of West Cobb Funeral Home. And of course, the interment will be over at the Cheatham Hill Cemetery. I believe it's where that's at. So remember that if you would, and the family thereof. And also, I'm pretty sure most of you know that my dad went home to be with the Lord on the very next day, on Tuesday. And so we've been busy with arrangements for him. I do want to say that the Lord has provided strength and mental clarity and ability to handle that with Dad. I knew that he was getting sick, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, but I didn't think he would pass this fast, although I kind of thought that he would. But Dad left things in place. I appreciate that. And like I said, things have just worked well. Thank you so much for your phone calls, your words of encouragement, the text messages. I know, me and my family know that we're loved here at Calvary Baptist Church, and we appreciate you for loving on us. Thank you so very much. And so anyway, just thank you for that. Please remember Brother Don Rich, as he got word that he has to follow up with a neurologist. And there were some things on his scan that came back that were questionable, and so they want him to follow up with a neurologist. So please remember Brother Don, Sister Carla during this time. Brother Ceylon's brother, George, had, I believe it was open heart surgery. Is that right, Brother Ceylon? Open heart surgery on Thursday, and he's doing good. Brother George is doing good, so we praise the Lord for that. Again, it's been a very eventful week with a lot going on. And there are several other prayer requests people have mentioned to me, and so the Lord knows all about those, and we will certainly be mindful of that when we pray. I do encourage you to pick up a church bulletin and look at the prayer requests. Of course, there are prayer requests being added daily, but do pick up a bulletin when you can, to be up to date with what's going on and who's sick. We are scheduled to have our chili fundraiser tonight, and we're going to have that tonight at 5 o'clock. I kind of asked the church in the adult service Wednesday night, you know, who might be here, who may not, because of Barbara Anderson's visitation on Sunday night, and the majority said they would be here. In fact, they said that Barbara Anderson would want us to continue that. And I could see that. And so we're going to have that. And tonight, as on schedule, and there will still be some time if you're planning on coming to that. There'll still be time afterwards to go down to the funeral home if that's what you want to do, if you can't make it tomorrow. And so just remember that tonight, chili fundraiser. Going to have a lot of chili and going to have a good time tonight. And, of course, this is for our technology upgrade. Let me say this about our technology upgrade. God has been blessing that so far. God has been blessing it. The very first Sunday, we had a $450 donation. And throughout the following week or two, we've had things donated toward our goal. Our goal is $1,500. And that's base of what's needed for the technology upgrade here. Talking about a couple screens on the choir walls back here, some wiring, things like that. Got a problem needs to be fixed in the nursery. All of that we're wanting to take care of. And our goal is to do it before Jubilee. And you all know when you got a goal in mind, you tend to work harder and more focused. And so we're really planning and hoping to achieve that. And I think we will. And so just remember all of that. speaking of things at the church, on the 10th February, this will be our first church-wide outreach. So be there for that if you can. We are really wanting to pound the pavement this year for Jesus. It's great what we have going on in here, but we want it to go out there. And so we want to just pound the pavement. We're going to start doing that on the 10th, inviting people to church. Of course, Otis Nixon will be here the very next day on Sunday. So we can say, hey, you like the Braves? You want to hear a former Brave speak? Come on to church. And so I just think that that'll be another way of maybe getting some people here to hear the gospel message through the avenue and the person of Otis Nixon, at least on that Sunday. We will be taking up a love offering, so be mindful of that for Brother Otis on that Sunday morning. And then right down the road, not far from now, is going to be Jubilee. 3/3 through 3/7. March the 3rd Sunday through Thursday, March the 7th. Got a lot going on here at Calvary, doing a lot of things here. We are really, really wanting to do a lot this year and for the Lord. And so I hope and pray that you're on board with that. Tonight, as we have the chili fundraiser, I'm only going to speak briefly. And I just want to continue to share my 2024 vision here at the church tonight. And so that's going to be what we're going to talk about tonight. All right. You glad you're here this morning? Say amen. Amen. All right. Let's worship the Lord. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. God, thank you for our visitors that come this morning. We don't take their presence for granted or lightly. I pray that their hearts have been warmed already from the presence of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray today that we would be in tune with you. You tell the disciples in the garden, you ask them the question, what could you not watch and pray for 1 hour? And Father, this is 1 hour dedicated to you, and I pray that all attention, all focus would be upon you, hearing from you through the music, hearing from you through the message. And Lord, I pray that by the time we leave today that we would have a little more light on our pathway, a little more pep in our steps, some encouragement in our hearts, maybe even being challenged. And God, if you seem fit to send conviction this morning to somebody, Lord, I pray that they will be a better Christian as a result of it. Maybe if someone is here that is lost, that does not know Jesus personally, that today they would give their heart to Jesus and answer that call of conviction for salvation. But Father, whatever you do, within this hour this morning, we pause and we yield to you and say thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for the things you're doing now that we're not even aware of. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. All right.
Amen. Choir and church, if you will, stand with me. Turn with me over to page number 120, and let's sing what the guys were playing just a few moments ago about the victory we've got in Jesus. I've got victory in him, don't you? Amen?
Yes.
It's good to see you in the house of the Lord. Let's sing together now. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his glory, of his precious blood atoning, and I repented so good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. Let me just take a moment to thank the choir, especially for their efforts last weekend. What a great, great time we had. And thank you, church, for your support and your prayers. And I'm trusting that everyone that was at Eastwood last Sunday evening had a wonderful time. Amen. It was just a great service as we came together to celebrate the ministry of Brother Alan Berry. And he was able to be there and able to sing the verse of the song. And it was just a blessing. That's just a taste of what it's going to be like when we're able to see Jesus face to face. We'll be able to worship him together like we never have before. And our bodies wouldn't be able to stand it when we get there without a glorified body. So I'm looking forward to that. And I thank you, choir, and thank you, church, for all of your prayers, your support. And I know that Brother Alan really enjoyed that. Again, I'm sure everybody had a great time last Sunday night. And what a joy that's going to be when we all get together on the other side. Amen. But it is great to see you in the house of the Lord. No choir practice this evening. Please pray for Brother David. He's not feeling well this morning. He texted me. I was on my way here, and he texted me and said, I'm just not going to be able to make it. He's just not feeling well this morning. So please remember him in prayer. And again, service this evening at 5 downstairs, a great time of fellowship and a great, great opportunity for us to try and enhance the sound system and different things of the church. And everything that goes into that, there's a lot of technology here, and a lot of work goes on behind the scenes that we know nothing about many times. I remember someone once said, if you don't know that I'm back there, then you know that I must be doing my job. And there's a lot of work that goes on back there in that cubicle, and we're very thankful for it. Brother Randy, thank you. And Randy's changed hats this morning, and he's helping out the choir and the music program this morning. We're thankful for that. And I worked all night long, I imagine. Probably got to go back to work again this evening. But thank you, Randy, for your faithfulness. And but let's just go to the Lord in a word of prayer. I have just a quick praise. My oldest grandson was in an accident last night, and he wasn't driving, and I'm thankful for that. But they are a little bruised and battered this morning, but they are both doing okay. A friend of his he was in the car with. They took out some trees, and Georgia State Patrol came up and said, I know for one thing for sure, that's that you had on seat belts. Had it not been for your seat belts, you wouldn't be here today. So please just remember Tanner and your prayers, and Jessica and the family. But we just praise the Lord that they are okay. Amanda had a friend, and she's in the band with Jackson, and she was in a terrible accident this week. She hasn't fared so well. She's still in ICU, I believe, and she was able to come off the ventilator, but she was in a terrible accident in a very serious condition. So please remember her and that family in prayer. But let's just go to the Lord in a word of prayer this morning. Ask the Lord to be with us today. Again, it's good to be in his house. Amen?
Amen.
That's a little weak, but we'll try it. It'll get better as it goes, I know. But Father, we love you, and we praise you, and we do thank you. Lord, you're such a loving God. You're an ever-present help in a time of need. Lord, thank you for the way that you've shown yourself strong to our pastor and his family this week. Lord, thank you for your peace that does pass all understanding. Lord, thank you that we've got a place to go to far better than this. But Lord, we miss our loved ones when they leave here. Lord, it leaves an empty spot in our hearts and in our family and in our life. But God, I'm glad to know that you can fill that, Lord, with your love and your mercy. Lord, I pray that you just continue, Lord, to be with our pastor. Thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness, Lord, to be here this morning, to be in his place. Lord, thank you for the strength that you've given him today. Lord, I pray that you just continue to be with that family. Others have gone through some struggles this week, but Lord, you've been good. Lord, you again have shown your love and your mercy toward us. Now, I pray that you'd be with us today. Bless the offering now, both the gift and the giver. Give us a great day in your house. Touch someone. Maybe someone's here this morning that doesn't know you as their personal Savior. May this be the day that they'd come to realize that and come to know you as the Lord of their life. Lord, we'll praise you and we'll thank you for all that's accomplished here today. We'll ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
today a feast on manna from above.
He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless His name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear Him calling out your name. He is here, give attention. You will never be the same.
Tried this last Sunday morning and had some technical difficulties, which was solved almost immediately because of our wonderful worker. But pray for the girls this morning as they sing this song. I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you.
Thank you.
praise the Lord this morning. He will not fail us. I'm sure everybody in here can testify to that. We went around the room at the faithfulness of God. Again, we appreciate all the love and all the calls and the messages, text messages. We love you all. Thank you so much. I'm thankful for God's touches during this week, His messages to my heart through His Word. What a blessing. What a blessing things can actually be. What intimacy that can be had during times of trouble or sadness. God's always wanting to go deeper, and there's something in every situation that we can experience. This morning, I would like for you to take your Bibles and make your way to John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20 this morning. And again, it's good to have our visitors with us. Good to see Miss Gladys Cochran here this morning, and Fran with her. And good to have y'all and being with us in service. And we'll just take that as a great blessing. John chapter number 20 this morning. I want to bow for a word of prayer, and then we're going to do some summarization. Then we're going to read one verse, verse number 19. Father, we love you this morning. We are thankful, grateful, and blessed. There's a lesson in everything. And Father, thank you for being a very present help in time of trouble. God, this morning I do ask that you would be with me. Give me a clear head and a calm heart. God, you know what my struggles are. Every day, and even when I speak, I pray that you would deal with those struggles and have me be in position so that I can properly preach your word. Pray that you would connect, Holy Spirit, the message, the living word, to the hearts of your people. God, I pray by the time that we leave, again, we could have a little more light for our path, some direction, some encouragement, maybe even some conviction. Whatever you seem necessary. We love you today. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. In John chapter number 20 this morning. Let me say this. Jesus in John 20 had died upon the cross. Placed in a tomb. And 3 days later, he arose from the grave. And first, after he arose from the grave, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. That's who he appeared to first. Mary Magdalene. After his resurrection. Next, he appeared to the disciples while they were assembled together in a room behind closed doors. And I emphasize, behind closed doors, Jesus appeared to them. There was also one or two more appearances of Jesus after his resurrection. During this time, the same day of his resurrection, according to the other writers. But this morning, I want to call our attention and center our thoughts on this second appearance. Here in John chapter number 20 and verse number 19. Notice if you would, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. I want to call your attention this morning to that phrase in this verse, verse number 19, where the Bible says, came Jesus and stood in the midst. I want to preach for a few moments on this subject, Jesus in the midst. Jesus in the midst. I want to say this morning that Jesus is in the midst of everything. Jesus is in the midst of creation, for He created everything. Jesus, He, the Lord God, had created the sun, the moon, the stars, the cosmos, lands, rivers, oceans, etc. You want to feel close to God this morning? Look up, or this evening rather, look up at the stars at evening. And you'll feel close to God, for you'll see His handiwork. He placed every star in its place. Not only did God create the sun, the moon, the stars, cosmos, lands, rivers, and oceans, but He created human life. You want to feel close to the Lord this morning? Go take a gander in the mirror in the bathroom and look into the human eye. You will see a particular color that God chose for you. The shading and the shape, the pupil, and all of the works that He has created the eye to be. It's an amazing thing to look into the human eye. That means that there was a creator who created it. Jesus is in the midst of everything. He is in the midst of His creation. And what a blessing that is. You want to feel close to God? Why don't you walk out on a pier in the ocean and see the waves as they crash and look into forever, and all you'll see is a ocean and waves. That was the creator who created that. You want to get close to God? You want to see God in His creation? Why don't you go stand on a riverbank and watch the leaves go downstream in that riverbank? That's a God that created that. All of these things were made by a creator, and Jesus is that creator. God is that creator. And this morning He is in the midst of His creation. Every heart that keeps pumping, every eye that keeps blinking, the days turn into nights and into weeks and months and years. There is a creator that created everything. Jesus is in the midst of creation, for He created everything. Jesus was in the midst of the crosses. He was the man in the middle. This morning He is the center of our salvation. Without Jesus being that man in the middle, there would be no salvation. He was the perfect, sinless, spotless Lamb of God. And I'm glad that Jesus is in the midst of everything, especially the midst of salvation. Not only Jesus is in the midst of creation, Jesus was in the midst of the crosses, but Jesus this morning is in the midst of the churches. Revelation chapter number 1, verse 1, don't turn there, I'll give it to you. The Bible says, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Those seven golden candlesticks are the churches. The church is to give what? Light. Light. Someone walked in the foyer this morning and said, "Woo! That foyer is bright." Well, guess what? We're a church. We're supposed to be bright. Jesus is walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He is in the midst of the churches this morning. Whether you realize it or not, Jesus is in this service. Didn't we just sing that a moment ago? He is here. Jesus is here. The scriptures say He's here. Jesus this morning is in every service. Jesus this morning is listening to every song. He hears every sermon. He touches every heart. He's at every choir practice. When we praise Him, Jesus hears it. When we encourage, Jesus knows it. If there's gossip or complaining, Jesus is aware of it. Jesus is in the midst this morning. The Bible says so. He dries every eye. He directs every path. He's calling every person to either salvation or to service. He's involved in every Sunday school class, every prayer request, every heart that beats. He is aware of it. This morning, Jesus is in the midst of the churches. He's in the midst of the crosses. He was the man in the middle, and Jesus is in the midst of all creation. Just want to say this morning that Jesus is in the midst of everything. He is in the middle of it all. Now here in John chapter number 20, in verse number 19, we see that Jesus is in the midst of a crisis. I want to go through this verse this morning and look at some things that was a personal help to me this week. And I hope it'll be a help to you. Just want to stick with this one verse. We may mention some other verses, but I'd like to park it here for just a few moments this morning. Three things that I want to mention in this verse when it comes to Jesus in the midst. Number one, we see a Jesus that was busy. Notice in verse 19, the Bible says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week." Then the same day at evening. Again, Jesus rose from the grave that morning. And so the question is, what was Jesus doing all the day long? From dawn till dusk, what was Jesus doing? Jesus was definitely busy. Then the same day at evening, from the time he rose from the grave until that evening, Jesus was a very busy man. What was he doing? I'll tell you what he was doing. He was being busy, involved in people's lives. Number one, we see Mary in verse number 2. And Mary was weeping and she was crying, thinking that Jesus' body was taken away. And then in verse number 14, we see that Jesus, the Bible says in verse 14, "And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus." And so Jesus involved himself in her crisis, thinking the body of Jesus was taken away. Verse number 16, the Bible says, "Jesus saith unto her, Mary." He called her by name. She turned herself and saith unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." And so we see here that Mary, Jesus was busy being involved in Mary's life, in her crisis. He actually called out her name. And so we see that Jesus was busy on that day he rose from the grave. And then we go a step further. We don't have to turn there for the sake of time. But over in Luke chapter number 24, we see that there were two disciples, or there were two on the road to Emmaus. And they were rehearsing everything that had taken place in the life of Jesus. They knew he was crucified. They were struggling with accepting the resurrection. And so they were sad, the verse actually says in verse number 17. The Bible says, as Jesus actually walked in unto them, and he said in verse 17, "And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye should, or that ye have one toward another, as ye walk and are sad?" They were sad. They thought that their Jesus was dead, or they thought that something happened to their Jesus that they didn't know about. And they were talking amongst themselves. And the Bible actually says that their eyes were holding. Jesus had actually walked in on them in their situation, but their eyes were holding. Their eyes were fixed. Their eyes were fastened on their struggle, on their situation, to the degree that they didn't even realize Jesus had involved himself in their situation. And so Jesus was busy there, in that we know finally Jesus began to expound on the scriptures. And then they went into a house and they took bread and they blessed it. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it. And he fed them. The Bible says in verse 31 that their eyes were open. Could it be that partly the reason why their eyes were open is because this meal of him taking the bread and blessing it and breaking it and giving it, could that be that it reminded them of the Last Supper? But also the Bible says in verse 32 that their hearts did burn within them. The scriptures that Jesus shared with them from Moses until the New Testament. And as he expounded the scriptures, their hearts began to burn and their eyes were open. Jesus involved himself in their situation. He was in the midst of their sadness. So what was Jesus doing that day? Why was Jesus so busy? He was busy because he was involving himself in the lives of others. This morning, Jesus is in the midst of your situation as well. Whether you're up, he's there. Whether you're down, he's there. We serve a God that is forever present with us. He walks with us. He talks with us. And listen, he calms our fears if we have fears. Jesus is here with us this morning. He is present in our lives. And so back to our text here in John chapter number 20, verse number 19. We have a situation where the disciples were assembled together behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. And so in the midst of the disciples being filled with fear, Jesus appeared to them. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. We know that verse number 20 tells us that he showed his hands and he showed his side. And then the disciples were glad because they saw the Lord. My point is this morning, that Jesus is being busy, being involved in our lives, the good times and the bad times. He's in the midst of it all. And so number one, we see a Jesus that was busy. But I want to mention another thing. Not only do we see a Jesus that was busy, but we see a Jesus that was supernatural. Now listen to this. The Bible says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst. We see a Jesus that was supernatural. There's a word called preternatural. Preternatural. It could be another word for supernatural. But this was a preternatural appearance of Jesus. That word preternatural means beyond what is normal or natural. Preternatural. Supernatural. I want you to get this morning, because if anything has helped me this week, it has been this thought. Jesus died and was buried, then rose again from the grave. And he rose by the power of God. He had a resurrection that was supernatural. Now Jesus is working supernaturally. Not just in Bible days, but now. The laws, listen, the laws of nature and of the natural realm do not defy what God can do. These doors were shut. Yet Jesus preternaturally, supernaturally appeared in their midst. No door was going to keep Jesus out. Nothing in the natural realm was going to keep him out of their lives. This morning, Jesus makes preternatural appearances in our lives, not visibly, but emotionally. And spiritually, and even physically, to our bodies. He can touch and he can heal emotions and he can revive us spiritually. Listen, when doctors say it's over, Jesus preternaturally comforts those and sometimes heals those. When you're at wit's end and you feel like you can't go on, Jesus is not subject to your disabilities at that time. He can supernaturally intervene. Preternaturally, he can show himself mighty in your life. The doors were shut. Jesus had died on the cross. Again, he was buried. He rose again. The disciples were in that room, all doors being shut, yet it did not shut the Lord out. I am thankful this morning. What comes into my life and what comes into your life, though in the natural realm things may seem impossible to change, be impossible to clear up, physically, emotionally, spiritually, we may be at wit's end, ready to throw in the towel, but that does not confine the presence of Jesus. Jesus is in the midst of everything. He's in the midst of our struggles and troubles. I'm thankful to God that He's there when things are going well and things are going great, but I'm so glad that He is a strong tower this morning. I'm so glad that the righteous can run into Him and be safe. Jesus had a preternatural appearance here. It was supernatural. The doors were shut. What is it in your life that seems impossible to change? Is it a doctor's report? Is it some kind of family feud? Is it something emotionally you're dealing with and the doctors are saying, take this pill and go for this kind of therapy and I hope things will clear up for you? Well, is it something emotionally you're dealing with? Is it anxiety? Is it fear? Is it all those things? Doctors can only help us so much, and I thank God for doctors. But what these doctors can't do, that doctor can do supernaturally. Listen, every door of my life can be shut. My emotions can be shut. Finances can be shut. I can be even shut down in some other areas, whatever they may be, that's bothering me. But there's one thing about it. Jesus cannot be shut out. And praise the Lord for that this morning. For His supernatural interventions in our life. So what is it this morning that you need help in? Just know this. Jesus rose from the grave. And just know that He supernaturally works in our life. And He can change your situation if you let Him. He can give you grace to continue on if you let Him. He's a very merciful God. Jesus is in the midst of everything. There is nothing that can keep Him out of our life. Again, no shut doors, no dilemmas, no nothing. He supernaturally can intervene. And so we see a Jesus that was supernatural. And then lastly this morning, we see a Jesus that empowered. The verse says again, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, peace be unto you. When he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Jesus here, as we take a stand back and look at these verses and the flow of these verses, and by Jesus meeting His disciples and their fear and all of those things, we see that He empowered them in their weakness. He empowered them. Jesus, in verse number 19, gave a salutation of peace. Notice those last words at the bottom of that verse, those four words, peace be unto you. And then not only that, but we see in verse number 20, next he showed his hands inside. His hands inside. The Bible says, then the disciples were glad. At first they thought perhaps it was a spirit because of his entryway. And so he says, peace be unto you, a salutation. Peace, everything is fine. It's me, Jesus. And then with the further proof of his hands in his side, that it was really the Lord, they were glad. Verse number 21, he says, peace unto you again. This was the second time he said peace. This was further giving them peace, giving them mental stability and a readiness to preach the gospel. Then in verse number 22, he says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So we see that the Holy Spirit wasn't given yet. This was an earnest or a pledge that they would have power and his presence with them. And of course, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fell and they received the Holy Spirit and they were endued from on high with power and they began to preach the gospel. Jesus empowered them to preach. Jesus calmed their fears. He gave them what they needed in their time of crisis to continue on with his supernatural ability. He empowered Mary through his visit to continue on. He empowered those sad disciples through his visit that he made with them personally to continue on. This morning he is busy. Jesus is busy supernaturally empowering us through his visits with us. Again, I ask you this morning, what's your problem? What's your predicament? What crossroads are you at in your life? We all sometimes doubt, I guess, when we're in the thick of it, we doubt what may come. Will the problem really be resolved? We may even crumble with fear. We all experience those things from time to time. The anxiety and cares of this world has a way of smothering us. But this morning we serve a supernatural God. Doesn't matter what's shut out in our life. Doesn't matter what in the natural realm may be hindering us. If we let him, Jesus can help us. He is in the midst of us. He's in the midst of everything this morning. And so this morning as we stand to our feet and we give a verse of invitation, would you come this morning and allow Jesus to do a work in your heart? Would you cast your care upon him? Would you understand and just realize that he is present with us? We have to practice his presence. Acknowledge he's with us. Sometimes we don't feel him. Sometimes we don't sense him. But we got to trust him. We got to trust him. Like someone said one time, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. And so whatever you may need this morning as we sing, come on the first verse.
I am without one thing, but thou.
Some are coming. Maybe there may be others. Jesus is in the midst. Will you allow him to work in your midst?
Thou biddest me come to me.
Let's allow the Lord to work in our midst. You may be here this morning and you may not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I urge you to come. I'll meet with you in the altar. You can know that you know that when you die, heaven will be your home. Anyone else? These are praying. The altar is still open if you need to come. No one laughing, no one looking. This is a spiritual hospital this morning. Don't put it off. Won't you come? Let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. still time if you want to come. Start the week off the right way. Playing softly as we still have some down here. Thank you. And again, if you need to come this morning, we're trying. We will definitely not cut the service off. We do want to extend the invitation just a bit while we do have some praying. And we'll just take a moment. Be still this morning. Sing one more verse. I want to sing one more verse while these are praying, and I extend the invitation just one more time. Please come this morning. Please come. Start your week off the right way, knowing where you're going. Appreciate that, and appreciate you being here this morning, and hope you got something from the Lord, and hope everybody has a good afternoon. I don't think there's supposed to be any more rain. I hope not, and I know the Lord said in His Word that there'll be never be a worldwide flooding again. Don't say it won't be no local flood, and we know that's happened. I guess it was about 10 years ago or something like that, a local flooding. But anyway, I seen the sun shining just a bit ago outside, so that's a good sign. And hope everybody has a great afternoon. Again, 5 o'clock, we're going to be having our chili fundraiser. Just ask the Lord, you know, what you could give to help support our goal, our mission here, and the technology upgrade. And if you don't have anything, please come and eat. Please come and eat. So just remember that. And again, Miss Barbara Anderson's visitation, 5 to 7, and 12 to 2 tomorrow, funeral at 2, West Cobb. Anything to mention before we close? All right. Well, we'll be dismissed in word of prayer, and everybody have a great afternoon. And we'll ask Brother Johnny Eccles, if he would. Close out in prayer, brother.